Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
And Olivia.
With your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, between 2020 and 2024, the Queensland Public Trustee transferred $2.95 million from 10 unclaimed deceased estates to the State Treasury, with one estate valued at $2 million. These transfers occur where no beneficiaries can be located. The State Succession Act, which limits inheritance to relatives no more distant than first cousins, is under review. Attorney General Deb Freckleton has requested a comprehensive briefing on the proposed updates to the Act.
Brisbane's bus network will undergo its biggest change in 20 years starting on June 30th. A majority of services will be affected, with new routes added, some cancelled, and others merged or split. Six new routes, including the M1 Metro from 8 Mile Plains to Roma Street, will be introduced. Three routes will be cancelled and 12 will be merged. The changes aim to simplify the network and improve efficiency. Passengers should stay up to date and check for updated timetables and routes on the TransLink website.
In national news, a man is being sought by police after allegedly stealing over $100,000 worth of designer clothing from a South Yarra boutique in Melbourne. The incident occurred around 4:20 a.m. on May 12th when the suspect reportedly used a hammer to smash the store's front glass door. The stolen items were loaded into a supermarket trolley and then placed in a silver Ford Falcon ute.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has initiated legal action in the federal court against Philips Electronics, alleging that breathing devices sold between 2019 and 2022 were faulty. According to the TGA, the devices sold in Australia failed to function as intended and may have exposed patients to harmful particles from the foam used for noise reduction.
In international news, historians can rejoice as a groundbreaking study has utilised AI to reassess the dating of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls are a collection of ancient Jewish manuscripts discovered between 1946 and 1956 in the Qumran Caves in the Judean Desert. The scrolls include some of the oldest known copies of the Hebrew Bible. Researchers trained an AI model on carbon-dated scrolls, allowing it to predict more accurate dates for over 100 fragments.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 11 degrees, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.